The 3-6 is a changing profile, and it is quite an experience to come in with the 3-6 as your vehicle in this life. So much of that has to do with the fact that you're dealing with a 6 line at the unconscious level. And of course, the moment we're dealing with the 6 line in the profile, we're dealing with the mutative structure of the 6 line profile life. That is a life that's broken up into 3 parts. And that when we're dealing with the first part of that life, that is the first Saturn cycle of approximately 29 years, that what we're dealing with is a process in which the 6th line actually lives out its harmony. In other words, it lives out a 3rd line theme. All 6th line beings, through the 6th line itself, go through this process of moving from the subjective experience of their first cycle to the objective development that they have in their interregnum on the roof between the Saturn return and the Chiron return, and then the potential of flowering in the final stage, that is the off-the-roof stage, where they can transcend the observer and observed and simply be in that sense, you know, be correct as themselves and thus fulfill their, you know, their purpose as a leader. And yet when we're dealing with the 3-6, we're dealing with a phenomenon in which the personality is a 3rd-line personality. It is already a personality that is here to deal with trial and error in this life. It is not a personality that's here to only deal with the trial and error in the first 30 years of life. In other words, this is a personality that's always going to deal with the ups and downs of the 3rd-line life. And so in the first part of their life, in this first Saturn cycle of the life, the 3-6 has to live out the 3-3 theme. Now, at one level, there is a consistency in it. It is rare in terms of profile, only the 3-6 and the 6-3 have this phenomena in which there can be this true resonance between what the personality and what the design has to go through. But given the nature of the not-self, the advantage of such a serendipity is rarely taken. You know, the not-self in dealing with 30 years as a 3-3, you know, gets deeply, deeply, deeply pessimistic about the nature of being. I mean, they are simply pessimistic. You know, that the credo of the 13th gate, the 3rd line, that the best can never be achieved, becomes the credo of their life. And yet at the unconscious level, they're not there to be stuck with that 3rd line. There is this movement that's going to take place in their 30s. That is a movement that's going to change from the unconscious level. In other words, despite the concerns, for example, of the personality, that the personality will no longer have this resonance, this pure resonance with its unconscious. The unconscious isn't going to be as concerned. The unconscious isn't going to be as subjective. Now, most 3-6 beings who are not self, who don't have the opportunity of this knowledge, that the difficulties that they have in the first 30 years are difficulties they never get to transcend. In other words, they never escape them. They never escape the pain that is inflicted in that process. And again, it goes back to my deep concerns about anyone who carries a 3rd-line theme or 6th-line beings who live this theme in the first part of their life, to really understand the nature of the 3rd-line and its extraordinary beauty. That this is all about discovery. It's all about finding out. And it's all about finding out the truth in many ways, because the truth can rarely be kept from a 3rd-line being. You know, sooner or later, they're going to see what's wrong. Sooner or later, they're going to find out, because that is their way. And that if we raise our 3rd-line children positively, that their 3rd-line process is not one of failure and mistake, it's one of search and discovery, then we are going to have healthy 3rd-line beings, and we're not going to have these dilemmas. The 3-6 child needs to be nurtured in a very special way. They have a great potential to explore, an enormous potential to discover, and a tremendous material potential in their life.